Nowruz Foods. Food, in addition to nutritional value, has cultural value as well. It indicates the cultural identity and ethnic symbols of a given region and its people. Food diplomacy means winning the hearts and minds of people through their taste and liking for special foods. Food creates close bonds between the history and culture of the host nation and the tourists that visit that nation. It can be said that food is a common language, and like any other language, it is employed for communication, common emotions, sentiments, and so on. The pleasure that is taken from food is not limited to eating it, but sharing it with other people. According to the report of the World Tourism Organization, WTO, since the time that tourism increased in the world and different destinations started to vie with each other for drawing more tourists, their intangible cultural heritage, regional and local heritage turned into an important factor for attracting tourists from abroad. Food tourism has gained special status after these events. It is due to the fact that not foods and beverages are not only important for tourists, but the meaning of tourism changes with cultural acts and includes familiarity with the values of other regions and their cultural heritage. Today, travelling for food has become a motive for tourists visiting many countries. Food tourism is considered one type of tourism. Hence, many countries try to introduce their food via exhibitions, publications of books and magazines, and so on. The Islamic Republic of Iran, with 2,500 different kinds of food, more than 109 kinds of beverages, and a broad variety of breads and pastries, has one of the richest collections of food and beverages in the world. This rich variety has originated in the natural, climatic, cultural, and social features of different regions of Iran. Thus, it makes a very rich capacity to attract tourists. Najaf Daryabandari, in his book on cooking, describes the Iranian cooking as a highly advanced art. Just like Iran's architecture, carpet weaving, mysticism, and literature, he believes the Iranian cuisine has acted like a mother for Muslim nations and the subcontinent and traveled up to southern Europe. Nowruz, as an ancient and long-established Iranian festivity, is accompanied by different kinds of food in different regions of the country. In Iranian culture, some days and months enjoy certain conditions that require certain nutritious habits. Thus, people behave according to the culture and customs of those days and months. Nowruz brings specific foods, pastries, and nuts with it. Therefore, days and weeks before Nowruz, making various kinds of foods and pastries is very much a tradition in Iran. The period of Nowruz is always known for visiting each other and consuming different types of pastries, nuts and fruits. Salty nuts are the most popular during Nowruz. They consist of salty pistachio, salty almonds, different seeds, hazelnuts, peanuts, cashew and so on. But sweet nuts include walnut, raisin, dried mulberry, pistachios, almonds, dried figs, dried plums, and baslag, which is a special kind of round-shaped pastry. Today, Iranian families usually buy pastries and nuts from shops and markets rather than make them at home. But in cities like Qazvin, northwest of Tehran, and adjacent regions, making home pastries is very significant. Women in Qazvin, in the city of Qazvin, prepare the best quality flour, hazelnut, almond, pistachio, coconut powder, sugar powder, rice flour, saffron, sesame, honey, cardamom, and similar things for making Nowruz pastries and sweets. This is a well-established tradition in the city of Qazvin. the central city of Yazd, too, there is a variety of pastries and sweets that are specially made for Nowruz. They make various pastries that are liked by every Iranian who has tasted them. Many of these items are also exported, as they have their customers in different countries. In most villages in Khorasan region in northeastern Iran, raisin, roasted peas, dried figs, rice pastries and a kind of halva, which is a sweet, is served during Nowruz. In the western province of Kermanshah, there are rice pastries, date pastries and a tasty pastry called kark, which is very common in Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. In most of the region, halva, a type of sweet, is made for the hafsin table. In the southwestern city of Dezful, it is customary to make a special kind of cookie with date and walnuts, especially for Nowruz. In the northwestern city of Rasht, a kind of bread and delicious halva is made for the period of Nowruz. The other northern regions, namely Mazandaran, is famous for a special kind of bread called komaj, which is composed of rice, milk and egg. They also make different kinds of halva, a kind of sweet and local bread. Turkmen women in northeast of Iran make different kinds of bread and pastries like bishme, burek, qatlama, patir and pasik. Before the arrival of Nowruz, the Iranian New Year, that is, on the last Wednesday of the year, making different kinds of food is very common in different regions of Iran. For example, people in Mazandaran province in the north make ashe torsh, which is a sour broth, on the last Tuesday of the year with sour plums or medlar, vegetables and cereals. It is interesting that they distribute the food amongst the poor families of the region. People in Mazandaran also make another kind of broth called Chehel Giyah, or 40 herbs, on the last Tuesday of the year. This shows the richness and of the nature of Mazandaran region in northern Iran. Dear listeners, one of the very popular foods in almost every region of Iran is samanu. As an inseparable constituent of the hafsin table, or the hafsin spread, samanu is made of fresh wheat sprouts and flour that is boiled in water for a long time. Women often make it together. Due to its very high nutritious value, samanu has been made throughout the year since time immemorial. In Zanjan province, in the northwest of the country, a special kind of stew is made for Nowruz called shehandaz. It is composed of oil, dates, raisin, walnuts, eggs and vinegar. In our next program, we will talk about other food associated with Nowruz, the Iranian New Year. Until then, goodbye. And take care.